Welcome to Sustain Your Vitality, the podcast that gives you a nurturing kick in the ass so you can take action every day to feel better, not older. Your lifestyle holds the power to change how you feel. And no matter your age or health issues, you are in the driver's seat. I'm your host, Zoa Connor, functional wellness guide at Zen and Vitality with Zoa, and retreat leader at Intentional Vitality Retreats. I'm here to help you figure out how to lower your stress, increase your energy, put yourself into a healing state, boost your drive and pleasure in life, prevent disease, and feel the best that you ever have with no regrets later. Let's go. Have you heard of the 80-20 rule? An Italian economist and sociologist came up with the 80-20 rule in 1906. The 80-20 rule is about priorities. It's about selective choices. It's about efficiency. It's about focus. And it's about maximal impact. Since 1906, the 80-20 rule has been applied to pretty much every area of life or work possible. I've got five different ways to define or explain the 80-20 rule as it applies to wellness. My first definition is that 80% of the time you do the right thing and 20% of the time you do what you want. So that means that 80% of the time you're focused on exercising and eating and making all the good choices so that 20% of your time, you don't have to think about that and you can enjoy and kick back and relax and socialize. So for some people, this means that you're really good about your diet, except for your cheat days. For some people, this means that the occasional day when you skip your planned workout is okay. There's your 20%. Maybe it means that you get focused sleep hours, except for the occasional going out with friends or to a concert or who knows what. The question is 80% of doing the right thing enough? And the answer to that really depends on how resilient are you. If you have very low resilience and you live in this tiny little box of wellness choices that keeps you feeling good, then maybe 80% isn't enough for you and we need to work on your resilience. Is 80% too much? Do you feel like you don't have enough time to do what you want? Do you feel constrained? Maybe you're having a problem with what your idea of the right thing is. And maybe we can adjust your concept of the right thing such that your 80% is a good amount for you. My second definition for the 80-20 rule is that when you're feeling poorly, like an infection or an illness or an injury, you're careful with yourself. You're proactive about supporting healing until you get to about that 80% level. And then you feel so much better than you did when you were feeling horrible, you start to slack off. And you figure, well, 80% is good enough. I can resume things that I had to stop. Sometimes getting that last 20% of the way to full healing so that you feel your 100% is the hardest part. But if you're trying to prevent yourself from getting injured or sick in the future, you need to gain that last 20%. For some people, they never get there. They're running around at 80% capacity or less. They're depleted. They don't have the resources or the time or the encouragement to feel even better than they do. so they easily succumb to the next bug or health challenge, and they never quite feel as good as I wish they could. My third definition is that 80% of the work to create change comes from the inside. 20% comes from the outside. So when I work with a client, 80% of the work needs to come from the client because only 20% can come from me. I will make a wide variety of suggestions, offer reminders, help you reframe your situation so you can see it from a new angle. And I will tell you honestly what I think, sometimes even when you didn't ask first. But that's the 20%, because I am not you. It's up to you to do the 80%, to take the suggestions and act on them, to take the reminders and act on them, to keep focusing on the new viewpoint, the new ideas, so that you don't revert back to your old ways. And that 80% of the effort is worth it. My fourth definition is that 80% of your results come from about 20% of the actions or causes to fix things. So if you can fix the correct 20% of the problem, you'll get 80% of the way to better. And so much of what I see when I meet with new clients during the first few meetings or the first month of working together is that they're spending a lot of effort and time and money on the wrong 20%. So I get to help them shift to focus their effort on a better 20% of actions such that they can get their maximal 80% benefit without any extra work, sometimes less. And my fifth definition of the 80-20 rule is to focus on the good 80%, the best 80% of what you have, and let the other 20% go. Life is not perfect, and that's okay. Focus on the 80% that you can control, the 80% that's good, the 80% that's right. Breathe the rest of that 20% junk out and blow it far, far away from you. If you are ready for help at figuring out the 80% and 20% that keeps you feeling better, not older, I encourage you to schedule a free new client consultation. Use the link in the show notes, and I hope to talk to you soon. If the Sustain Your Vitality podcast is helping you understand what you need to feel fabulous in every way with the least amount of effort, please share the show with someone who also needs it. Sharing is easy. Just use the sharing link in the show notes. The Sustain Your Vitality podcast is a gift from Zen and Vitality with Zoa LLC and Intentional Vitality Retreats based in the state of Maryland, USA. All the podcast things, planning, recording, editing, producing, have all been done by me, Zoa Connor, PhD. Even though you can call me doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and your safety is your responsibility. By listening to this podcast and understanding that any movement, nutrition, lifestyle, or health protocols discussed, you are agreeing to take full responsibility for your actions. Zen and Vitality with Zoa are not responsible for any injuries or issues that may occur. This podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only and is not a substitute for personalized medical, wellness, nutrition, lifestyle, or movement and fitness advice. Always practice any fitness or movement-related activities in a safe environment. I make no claims about the effectiveness of the techniques or protocols discussed for you or any specific results that you may achieve. I recommend you consult with your healthcare professional before changing your diet, exercise routine, or healthcare plan. Zen and Vitality with Zoa and the guests of this podcast are not liable for any injuries or health problems that may arise from following the information presented.